This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. UC Health and Denver Health say they'll require employees, providers, and volunteers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Denver Health's Dr. Connie Price.
We're making every effort to make sure that those who are uncomfortable or anxious about this mandate have all the support they need to help counsel and get all the information they need to make the right decision.
For employees at UC Health, the deadline is October 1st. For those at Denver Health, it's the 1st of November. Protections for Colorado renters will expire in a few days if the governor doesn't act. They've been in place since earlier in the pandemic. CPR's Megan Verlee reports there's an effort to keep a partial eviction ban in effect.
A letter signed by more than 80 local elected officials and concerned organizations asks Governor Polis to continue the moratorium for people who can prove they've applied for rental assistance. The state has made millions of dollars available to help tenants hurt by the pandemic, but it can take a while for qualified applicants to get that money. The letter says more than 12,000 applications are still pending. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The state has launched an office on equity in the cannabis industry. The goal is to create more economic opportunities and diversity in the field. Since recreational use of cannabis was legalized, Black people and Latinos who have been disproportionately affected by marijuana laws still don't have a big stake in the industry. The program provides grants to people who qualify and owners who support the mission. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.